Now, today we've got a man who has a new CD entitled A Worshipper's Heart. He's got a great testimony and a wonderful ministry. Help me welcome Todd Delaney. Now, Todd, I just want to ask a kind of a sober question, and I want to get your insight on this. How do you deal with moments of like heaviness, depression, and simply not feeling like you're worthy? You know, especially being a worship leader.
You know, that's something that you asked me that. I was just talking to somebody yesterday, a friend of mine. She's actually an artist here, Jay Williams. And I told her, I said, nobody really knows what, like, ministers, men and women of God, really deal with when they go home. A lot of people just assume that like, oh my God, you just take the presence of God and you take people in every day and everywhere you go, the power of God moves. But man, there's always a voice that says, did I do well? Was I not, like, man, did I follow you, God, or did I sing the song well? And it can become very, very, like, depressing if you allow it. And so I've dealt with, and I have to all the time tell that voice, the enemy, shut up. Don't talk to me. Like, especially if you miss the mark and you kind of know you missed the mark, and you can go home and that thing can bother you for days on end afterwards. And a lot of people, they don't see that part of it. They just think that you're in front of the people, you're leading the people, so it's got to be glamorous and glorious all the time. But it's not. You go home. My wife is like, she's my driving force, because she sees the worst of me. She sees when I come off of a stage where, even when the presence of God is moved like crazy, where I'm still feeling like nothing. Maybe I felt like God didn't meet me. You know what I mean? And nobody ever knows. You know, so, I mean, God gives you a wife. He gives us to help me to really meet that need, because she comes in. She's like, you know, you can't get stuck here. You got to get up. Like, you can't, because I'll lay around the house. I'll just be like, okay. You know I didn't do good last night. I just know I wasn't. I didn't sing the song right. I didn't minister the song right. I don't feel good. I don't, you know, and that's nothing but the enemy. People are probably walking around saying, oh my God, he's blessed me like never before. Oh my goodness, I was so encouraged. But then you go home and the devil is telling you, you were horrible. And so, yeah, it is. That's something that I believe that every man and woman of God just has to be very, very careful, because the enemy doesn't want you to give the word. He doesn't want you to sing the word. He wants to shut that down.